Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the D&I Missions program. This morning we're thinking about transitions and the importance of being strong and of good courage. Transitions can be times of great expectations, as well as fears, uncertainties, a transfer of loyalties, learning new ways, and changes in relationships and many adjustments. Turn with me in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1, where God's people were going through a time of transition, and God addresses these as he speaks to Joshua, who's picking up the mantle from Moses. Three times he says to Joshua in this passage, "Be strong and of good courage." We'll start in the middle of verse 5. "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." They could be strong, Moses, or Joshua could be strong because of God's promises to believe. God promised them in verse 5, "I will be with you." It's an echo of Jesus' promise in the Great Commission. "Wherever you go throughout the world, lo, I will be with you always." In verse 6, they could be strong because of God's oath to give them the land. An echo of his later promise, invitation to the Messiah in Psalm 2, "Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession." God swore by himself because there was none greater and because it is impossible for God to lie. So Joshua, be strong because there are promises to believe. But also he was to be strong because there were conditions to fulfill. In verse 7, "Be strong and very courageous to do according to all the law." An echo of Matthew 28. "Teach them to obey everything I've commanded you." Verse 8, he says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Speak the law to others." Also in verse 8, "Meditate in it day and night so that you may observe it." Meditate in the law, not merely to know it, but in order to obey it. And also in verse 8, "so that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it." And the result, he says, is that you will make your way prosperous. The more we honor God's word, the more he uses us and honors us, though we're not seeking that. The more we honor his word, the more we demonstrate our love to him and grow in intimacy with him, the more he will answer our prayers and the more fruitful we will be. Verse 9, then, is a summary, positively and negatively. Positively, he says, "Be strong and of good courage." The Lord says, "I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Negatively, he says, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed." Don't be afraid of the strength of the peoples and of false religions. Don't be dismayed by the foibles and fickleness of God's people. And it's interesting then, at the end of this passage in chapter 1, the people then echo that as well and say, "Only be strong, Joshua, and of good courage." And so I'm encouraging the workers, I'm encouraging Henry and Ian as they take up the mantle, be strong and of good courage. Your wives, your children, Don't make comparison, folks. Don't you ever say, oh, Henry, but Alan did it. Don't you ever say that. And if you do, there will be somebody pulling on your ear. Above all, be very strong and very courageous. Encourage them and affirm them.